From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. As attacks continue against U.S. troops in Iraq, more evidence is now surfacing that al-Qaeda and Ansar al-Islam, an Iraqi group linked to al-Qaeda, have been responsible for some of those attacks. According to Paul Bremer, the American administrator of the civilian authority in Baghdad, at least 19 al-Qaeda members are now in custody in Iraq. Bremer gave no details on where they were arrested or under what circumstances. NPR's Deborah Amos joins us now from Baghdad. Deb, you're just back from a reporting trip to the north of the country. What did you learn up there?
Well, Kurdish intelligence sources tell us they are trying to track an al-Qaeda operative named Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. And they believe he's moving through northern Iraq, trying to set up underground cells in Iraqi Kurdistan and in two towns, Mosul and Kirkuk. And according to Kurdish intelligence sources, they say Zarqawi crosses the border from Iran.
We've been hearing for a long time now about Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Colin Powell has referred to him as the most important link between Iraq and al-Qaeda. He referred to him in his February speech before the Security Council. What more background can you give us on him?
Well, in addition, Zarqawi is suspected in a number of terrorist attacks, including the death of a U.S. aid worker in Jordan and the bombing of the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad. He's been linked to Osama bin Laden because Zarqawi, who is a Jordanian, ran a training camp alongside the al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan. After the war there, Zarqawi fled to Iraq, and he had surgery here on a wounded leg. He eventually wound up in northeast Iraq in the camp of Ansar al-Islam, and that's in northern Kurdistan. The American government considers Ansar a terrorist organization, and the U.S. military bombed that camp in the opening days of the war against Iraq. Intelligence sources say Zarqawi then fled to Iran for a while, and there are reports that he was under house arrest for a while in Iran. But Kurdish sources believe Zarqawi has come back across the border to organize and to try to link up with the armed resistance in Iraq.
And why would the Islamic radicals be organizing in the north of the country?
Well, we're told by Kurdish intelligence officials that Zarqawi and al-Qaeda are trying to organize up there because they believe the north has been relatively quiet, and that is true. The economy is picking up there. Security is much better than in the center of the country and in the capital. So the point is to keep the pressure up on U.S. forces by mounting operations also in a place that has some resonance for Muslim audiences. Kirkuk is a city that's well known because it's very rich in oil. Mosul is one of the largest cities in Iraq, so it's a recruiting drive. We were also told by U.S. military sources in the north that there's been a change in what's called the improvised explosive devices, and these are those roadside bombs that have taken such a toll on U.S. soldiers. These IEDs, they say, are becoming more sophisticated. And U.S. military officials say that suggests that there appears to be some training and tactics by Islamic radicals who have trained in Afghanistan.
We mentioned 19 al-Qaeda members said to be in custody in Iraq now. Do U.S. officials there have a sense of the scope of the organizing, how many al-Qaeda members or Ansar al-Islam members there might be in Iraq?
Well, they're trying to get a handle on that kind of information, gathering intelligence. There's enormous cooperation between the U.S. military and Kurdish intelligence in northern Iraq. The Kurds don't have the technology that the Americans have, but their strength is eyes on the ground. They have a population that supports the American presence in the country. It has a history of fighting Ansar al-Islam. And the citizens, they say, are eager to turn over any information when they get it. And that has led to a number of arrests in the past 2 weeks. But U.S. military officials acknowledge it will be at least another 5 to 6 months before the border is relatively secure. And there is really a race on to get that done as soon as they can. Meanwhile, in northern Iraq, the U.S. military has been targeting those radicals. And in the past 2 weeks, there have been aggressive operations in and around Mosul to try to roll up those cells.
Okay. NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.